Small Business Spotlight on WUTC. Every day, small businesses deliver for their customers and give locally. Here's Amanda Ellis of the Chattanooga Area Chamber of Commerce with today's guest.
So, Chris, can you start by just telling our listeners a brief bit about who you are?
My name is Chris Ramsey. I serve as the Chief Operating Officer for Simple Choice PPE. Simple Choice PPE was created as a result of our insurance agency called Simple Choice Insurance Brokerage. Our goal was to procure some glove, mask, hand sanitizer, because a lot of our members are Medicare clients, and they're the ones that was most at risk for COVID-19. And of course, a lot of times these products weren't readily available to be purchased. So our goal is to provide PPE equipment and making sure that we change the way that patients and healthcare professionals and retail customers interact in this kind of touch-free system in light of the COVID-19 health pandemic.
What do you feel is your Simple Choice PPE's single most significant impact on our Chattanooga community?
About 2 months ago, we decided that we were going to give away 10,000 KN95 masks to the community. And this, these masks, actually, we started giving them away in June at the COVID screenings that was taking place at the African American churches. So right now we've given out close to 7,000 masks, and all of these masks, of course, was given out to the community free of charge. It's our way of serving our community, but also providing protection to our community. And again, we announced this before the mask mandate. We just saw that there was going to be a need, and that the way that the virus was spreading, that the way for us to give back to our community is to encourage people wear masks, but also everyone who came and got tested at these free COVID events actually received a free KN95 mask. And we have some community partners, foundations, local businesses that help support that cause. And it was done in conjunction with the foundation that oversees the annual minority health fair. So again, we're going to continue to look for ways to give back to our community and continue to serve our community during this public pandemic as we address health disparities.
Can you tell us a little bit about what that work means to you and why it's important to you personally?
Great question. So as a native Chattanoogan, raised by a single parent, raised in the same neighborhoods that I'm providing service in, it's important that, you know, there's a saying, to whom much is given, much is required. So I feel as if that the work that I'm doing is really part of my ministry. It's part of my purpose in life, that now as a healthcare professional, that I've been allowed to go back into my community to provide educational healthcare, to make sure that we are helping to address the healthcare disparities, and that people are educated and have access to healthcare. So another quote that I live by is a quote by Muhammad Ali, and it says, "Service is the price you pay for the space we occupy." And I'll say that again, service is the price we pay for the space we occupy. So that's the reason why I'm passionate about what I do, that I spend enough time going back into my community. And I just feel as if it's my ministry. So thanks for asking that question.
Learn more at ChattanoogaChamber.com.